evil lurks in the hearts of men. The Shadow knows.
Now, the Cary Star Company, producer of song for every farm and home use, brings you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. In just a minute, today's exciting adventure will begin. But first, here's the important news for farmers. Yes, sir, here's the first announcement of the new 1947 Cary Farm Record Book, the most important book any farmer can own. It's the big 32-page book that has everything you need to maintain a complete check on farm expenses and income. Helps you see which crops pay best, how your livestock and poultry make up, and it's a lifesaver at income tax time. This big money-saving book is free at your Cary dealers. Ask him for your copy this week, sure, so you'll have it before the new year starts. Ask for the 1947 Cary Farm Record Book. It's free at your Cary Salt dealers. Or if his supply is exhausted, send 10 cents to cover mailing costs to Cary, C-A-R-E-Y, Cary Salt in care of this station. Be sure to get your 1947 Cary Farm Record Book right away.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Devil Takes a Wife. Evil. In it are spawned all those creeping, misshapen things men hate and fear. And deep in its stagnant interior lie terror, madness, and death.
Dr. Ellis! Dr. Ellis!
I'm coming, Mrs. King.
Jeb, what is it?
My aunt, Dr. Ellis, is dead. Breathe. Something. Squeeze. It's the swamp curse.
Oh, no.
King, my bag, quick.
Wait.
Is he dead, Doctor?
Just a moment. Yes, he's dead all right, Mr. King.
Dead.
I've never believed in the supernatural before, Mrs. Dean, but I've fought this in every way possible, and it's beaten me in every possible way. I'm afraid this is something science can't handle.
You're giving up.
What difference does it make?
Very well. I'll do it. I'll write Margot Lane.
Who's she?
Someone I knew before I ever came to the swamps, Dr. Ellis. I worked for her family. And I've heard that she has a friend, a Mr. Cranston.
Father?
Huh? Oh, it's you, Kate.
Tell her she can't. Tell her she mustn't write anyone. If she does.
Yes, Miss Kate. If I do,
you'll regret it, Mrs. King. You'll regret it to the day you die.
I'm telling you, Mr. Cranston, there's some mighty queer things in these here swamps. If I was you, I wouldn't stay one second longer.
Why, Charlie?
Charlie.
Yes, sir?
Has Dr. Ellis paid you for bringing Miss Lane and Mr. Cranston here to the houseboat?
Yes, sir. He paid me, ma'am.
Then thank you. You'd better run along now.
Ain't Kay around?
No. She wouldn't see if she were.
Well, I don't see why not. I'm crazy about Kate, Mrs. King, and I'm sure admire to say how...
I told you she isn't here now. Please run along.
Oh, I'm a-going. But don't you forget what I said, Mr. Cranston. Mighty queer things in these here swamps. Mighty queer. So if I was you, I'd get out. And I'd get fast. Goodbye, all.
Idiot.
I'd never have sent him for you, Mr. Cranston, if there'd been anybody else around with a motorboat this week.
Well, that was all right.
I've been looking around, Mrs. King. So long since I've seen a houseboat, I'd almost forgotten what one was like.
Do you like it?
Oh, yes. And I can see why it needs a housekeeper, too.
Oh, it keeps me busy enough, heaven knows.
But there aren't many places like this in the swamps, are
there? Well, a few. We have more people living here than outsiders realize.
But what do they do?
Oh, fish or trap or hunt for game or feathers or shells. We even have pearling here.
Well, then they do have money.
Well, they did till that woman came, at any rate.
Well, I've wondered about that. Your letter told us what she was doing, of course, but I couldn't understand her motive.
She's taken thousands of dollars from the swamp people this past year, Mr. Cranston.
But who on earth is she?
We don't know, Miss Lane. We're not even sure that we've ever seen her. The only reason we call her the devil's wife is because that's the way she signs the notes when she asks for money.
And how's that money paid?
It's left near Black Rock. It's a small rock formation just beside the quicksand.
And no one's ever watched to see who takes it?
No one is there, Mr. Cranston. The swamp people are superstitious. They've been afraid of that area ever since the old days when it was used as a hideout by outlaws. And now, of course, if they spied on her, they'd know what would happen.
What would happen?
The same as happens when they refuse to pay, Mr. Cranston. They die.
By means of what you call the swamp curse?
Yes.
How does this swamp curse operate? What form does it take?
Well, you just die, that's all, Mr. Cranston. Now, you take Jed, for instance. He was our handyman. First, he had what you might call a kind of stabbing pain in the heart.
Mr. King, what is it?
I don't know. All of a sudden, squeak.
Oh. Margot. Hey, Dr. Ellis, he's in his room. Tell him to come here at once. How is she, Doctor?
Still unconscious, Mr. Cranston. Too early to say yet whether she's going to live or not. Have you seen my daughter?
Kate?
Yes.
Well, she was in here long enough to introduce herself, but then she went out again. Why, did you want her?
No, I only wanted to be sure she wasn't around to hear what I have to say.
What is it, Dr. Ellis?
I suppose you've guessed that Mrs. King is another victim of the swamp curse, haven't you?
Yes, we assume that.
Are you really here to help us?
Well, yes, of course we are.
And enough in earnest to risk your lives?
Now, what do you mean?
Just this, Mr. Cranston. This woman who calls herself the devil's wife has got to be destroyed. But there's only one way we can do it.
What way is that, Dr. Ellis?
Hunt her out. Find her hiding place.
Where do you think that is?
In the quicksands, of course. It must be. It's the only place she could have hidden all this time. There's a trail through the quicksands, too, if we can only find it. It was used by outlaws once.
And if we'll go, you'll guide us there?
Certainly.
When will we leave?
Now, tonight.
How'll we get there?
We can go as far as Black Rock by launch. The rest of the way, we'll have to go on foot. Well, will you go?
How about it, Margot?
I think we should go, Lamont.
So do I. All right, Doctor, we'll be ready when you are.
Good. I'll get a neighbor to look after Mrs. King, and then I'll be right with you.
Lamont, wait a moment. I just thought of something. Didn't Mrs. King say that everyone struck by the curse died?
Yes, I believe she did, Margot.
Then why hasn't she? Did she fake that attack? Was it all put on just for our benefit?
I don't know, Margot, but...
What?
Well, it's certainly worth some thought. Excuse me, darling.
What are you going to do,
Doc? I'm just going up front of the launch to speak to Dr. Ellis a moment. Ellis, you want me to take the wheel for a while?
No, I'd better stay with it, Cranston. Unless you know them pretty well, these bayous are pretty tricky. It isn't far to Black Rock now, anyhow.
But it's still dark.
You made the trip faster than I expected.
What's the matter? Are you nervous about this?
Well, not exactly, but I've been thinking what's likely to happen if that woman learns what we're up to.
Well, how could she?
How could she do any of the other things that she's done? We not the first to go after you, know, Cranston. But if we get back, we'll be the first to return alive.
You are nervous tonight.
Can't help it. Just a feeling I got. Not as if we'd been watched exactly, but as if at any second something might happen. Oh, no use talking about it.
Think we'll have trouble finding the trails in the quicksand?
Won't be easy, I can tell you that. The swamp people would have found it long ago. And it's risky business. In your way through quicksand.
Must be firm land back in there. She couldn't use it for a hideout.
That's right, but I...
What's the matter now?
I just don't know, but I've still got that queer feeling.
What's going on up here?
Nothing very much, darling.
Well, aren't we going pretty fast?
Cranston.
What is it?
The wheel. Something's wrong. I can't guide it.
Watch out, those rocks.
Well, here comes the gas.
I can't. I've tried.
Get down, both of you. You're going to hit.
Hold on a minute.
Kate, I seen you fooling with your pod launch. I seen that crash back there just now, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, now, Kate, you don't have to pretend with me. I'm crazy about you, ain't I? Always told you so.
Go.
Oh, now, honey.
Go, I said.
You shouldn't have hit me, Kate.
You stupid fool.
Didn't you know your pa and them two foreigners wasn't hurt any? Didn't you know they're going right onto the quicksands anyhow?
What do I care?
That's just what I'd like to know, Kate. That's just what I'd like to know.
Lamont, this is awful ground you walk on.
Here, darling, let me give you a hand.
We're almost there, Miss Lane. That black rock just ahead of us.
Good. Here we are, darling. Sit down, rest for a bit.
Oh, what a relief.
We have time, haven't we, Ellis?
Oh, yes, yes. We can't try the quicksand, so we have some light to see by.
Well, it just seems to be getting darker. I can't even see my hand.
Something else. Didn't you notice it?
What's that?
Listen. Did you hear anything?
No.
Did you hear anything?
No, that's just it. Shouldn't we hear something? Crickets or frogs, at least?
Wait a second. Say, that is odd. What do you suppose is the reason?
Slightest idea.
It's just as if...
What the?
Like if the whole swamp were holding its breath and waiting on us.
Yes. Have I felt anything... quite like this before, Margot.
What was that?
Oh, it's someone laughing.
Came from back in there.
Listen.
There it is again. Ellis, come on.
Wait, Lamont, I can't see.
Say what you want, darling. Wait for us.
Must be her, the devil's wife. She's back in this brush.
She's over this way. Come on, hurry.
Watch out for this brush.
Where are we?
We're in a clearing. Be where we heard her first.
Which way is she gone?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to wait till we hear her again. And if she doesn't...
Margo!
What? That's Margo. Ah! Come on, Alice. Back to the rock.
We've been tricked.
We'll return to the shadow in just a minute.
But now, here's the big news, folks. Here are the two winners of the Carrie Saw contest for the week ending November 2nd. To each of them goes the gorgeous $100 17-jewel Harman Gold wristwatch, just for writing an interesting letter about Carrie Saw. The ladies' watch goes to Mrs. F.A. Joya of 6424 Southwest Avenue in St. Louis. And here's her suggestion. Before washing slipcovers, Mrs. Joya soaks them in a solution consisting of 2 6-ounce glasses of Carrie Salt to 3/4 of a tub of lukewarm water. After a 24-hour soaking in this solution and 5 minutes washing in suds, the slipcovers come out sparkling like new. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? And here's a hint for all butchers from the winner of this week's Man's Watch. He is Mr. Frankie McGaster, a butcher of Tupelo, Mississippi. Instead of cleaning his meat block with sawdust, Mr. McGaster uses Carrie Salt to make the blocks dry and sweet. For overnight, he recommends covering the block with a few handfuls of Carrie Salt. And here's just one more suggestion he makes. The strewing of Carrie Salt on the floor to cut grease. Congratulations to both of the winners. And folks, if you'd like to win one of these beautiful watches, listen for the easy rules later in this program. Meanwhile, remember, there's a fine Carrie's salt for every farm and home use. There's deep penetrating Carrie's table salt, Carrie's meat curing salt, Carrie's mineral supplement salt, and many others. Always look for the white bag, box, or carton with a bright red band. But now, back to the shadow.
Brought to the swamp country by Mrs. King's letter, Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane have accompanied Mrs. King's employer, Dr. Ellis, to the edge of the quicksands, where a woman who calls herself the devil's wife is thought to have her hideout. Here, however, Lamont and Ellis were decoyed away by the sound of mysterious laughter, only to be called back again almost immediately by Margot's screams. Well, now, just a few minutes later.
Here's the rock again, Cranston. Here's where we left her.
Margot! Can you hear me, Margot?
If only it wasn't so dark.
There's the sun. It'll be light soon.
Yes, but how soon?
Margot! Margot!
She's gone, Cranston. No use calling to her.
We've been fools, Ellis. That woman drew us away on purpose. Come on.
Where are you going?
Out the quicksands this way?
Yes.
The odds are 10-1. This is the way Margot's been taken.
But we don't know the trail.
We meant to find it, didn't we?
Yes, of course.
Now we've got just twice as much reason as we had before.
Well, you better be careful. Quicksand must start somewhere right in here. Let's see. Yes, there they are. We can begin to see a little something now. We've got to do our best to read signs. Look for footprints or a place where they might have forced their way through this brush.
Here, what's this?
What?
Hey, look here.
What is it?
It's a cloth. It's caught on that branch.
Do you think it might have been torn from Miss Lane's dress?
No.
Oh.
What's the matter? You recognize it?
No, certainly not. I was just thinking.
Yes?
Well, look, Cranston. If I say something, will you promise not to misunderstand?
I'll try not to. What is it?
Well, I wonder if we're doing the right thing.
You trying to say we should turn back?
Well,
and leave Margot?
Cranston, I feel as terrible about this as you do, but after all these deaths and the way our launch was wrecked and
you now... wouldn't have changed your mind because of this piece of cloth, would you?
Why should I? What's that got to do with it?
I've seen the dress this piece came from.
Where?
On your daughter.
Cranston,
No one's ever seen this woman, Ellis. Is she your daughter? Is that what you're afraid of? Is that why you want to turn back?
Cranston, Kate does have a dress like that.
I know she does.
But so does Mrs. King.
Oh, but we left Mrs. King at the houseboat ill.
How do we know she's ill? I examined her, yes. Couldn't she have taken something to simulate illness? Couldn't she have done this on purpose? And...
yes, Margot suggested something like that. No, Ellis, in spite of what you say, if you refuse to go on now, it can only mean you really believe your daughter is guilty.
No, I don't. She...
well?
All right, Cranston. You win.
Come on. We'll have to hurry.
Getting worse, Cranston.
Just keep going.
But what if we make a mistake? What if the quicksand gets us?
Done all right so far.
Yes, but...
keep going, Ellis. We don't turn back.
Cranston, we can't...
I'm slipping.
I've got you.
Hold on. Can't go on, Cranston. These quicksands.
Ellis.
What?
Keep going, do you hear? Keep going.
Cranston, I'm exhausted.
We've made it, Ellis.
Made it?
Yes. There's the hideout.
Alice, wait.
What?
You want to be seen? Keep your head below the grass.
I don't think there's anybody here to see us.
No? Now look over there.
Where?
Beyond those cottonwoods, near that cypress.
It's a hut.
Right. This is an island in the quicksands.
Maybe we've been seen already.
I don't know, but that's a chance we'll have to take.
What are we going to do?
As close to that hut as possible before announcing ourselves. Tell us, what is it?
We've been seen, Cranston.
What?
My heart. Squeezing it. Can't breathe.
Let me help you. What can I do?
Only one thing can do, Cranston.
Yes, what is it?
Destroy that woman before she destroys us.
Miss Lane. Miss Lane. Hey, ain't you ever going to come to again? Hey, Miss Lane.
What? Oh, it's you, Charlie.
Gosh, I was beginning to think maybe you was done for.
Where am I? What am I doing in this hut?
I brought you here, ma'am. Here, take my hand. You better get up.
You brought me here?
Uh-huh. Right after I gave you that tap on her.
But where am I?
Right plumb in the center of the quicksand, ma'am.
The quicksand? Then you must be the devil's wife. You've been posing as a woman. And...
Not me, ma'am.
No? Who then?
Look behind you.
Kate!
Yes?
You've been calling yourself the devil's wife.
Yes, I have.
What are you going to do with me?
I don't know. Can't let you leave here alive.
Well, to get rid of her and have it over with, Kate. Why, I should take her to the quicksand.
No, Charlie. You leave this to me.
Hey, what's this?
Leave that box alone.
Money, by gosh.
I'll take that.
Hey, Kate, you holding out on me, are you? Ain't that the cash you've been collecting from the swamp folks?
That's my business.
Well, I'm making it mine. You're mighty pretty, Kate, but cash is a darn sight prettier.
Get back, Charlie.
Oh, give me that.
Charlie, watch your gun.
Hey.
No, you don't. Raise your hand.
Mighty slick, Miss Lane. I should have kept my eyes on what you was doing.
You can raise your hands too, Miss Ellis.
I'll be
turn around and walk forward, both of you.
All right, I'll turn around. Miss Lane!
Let me go!
Oh, I just take that gun back. Hey, who's got hold of me? Who grabbed that gun?
Who's that? Who's
that? The shadow laughed, Miss Ellis.
The shadow? What's that?
I can't see you. Where are you?
No one sees the shadow, Miss Ellis.
I ain't done nothing, Shadow. She's the killer. Kate's the woman who's been calling herself the devil's wife.
You're wrong. She confessed to protect the killer.
What?
The shadow will show him to you. All right, inside with you.
Father.
Hey, it's Dr. Ellis.
There's your killer.
You help us get to yet, Shadow.
Stop it, he's getting away. Oh, Father, come back.
I told you. No. Get away, Shadow. Try to catch me now.
Watch out for the quicksand.
Look out, you fool.
Father. Oh, no. No.
Headed back to the city again, darling.
Oh, how glad I am of that. I've seen enough of swamps to last me the rest of my life.
Well, I just wish the shadow could have saved Ellis, even though he did deserve to die.
You tried to die. What did they say about Mrs. King when you brought her into town?
Oh, she'll recover all right. Ellis hadn't given her a lethal dose.
Was that how all those people died, Lamont, by poison?
Well, those who were supposed to have been struck down by that mythical curse, at any rate.
Suppose you know that Charlie really believed that Kate was the devil's wife, don't you?
Yes, of course. That's why he helped abduct you when Kate threw us away with that mysterious laughter. Poor Kate.
She did her best, I suppose, to keep us from finding out about her father.
And to keep her father from killing us.
That's why he took us out in the swamp in the first place. To leave us to die in the quicksand.
It was the easiest and safest way to get rid of us, wasn't it?
I suppose it was. But it wasn't just that told you he was guilty, was it?
No, I suspected him almost from the first. That curse sounded like poison to me, and only a doctor could administer poison without being suspected. I was pretty sure my suspicions were correct when he was able to find the way through the quicksand so easily.
Well, he was clever all the same.
Exactly, Margot. And clever people often get into trouble. But wise people? Never.
Friends, the Carry Saw Company is giving away some beautiful prizes. Yes, sir, Carry Saw is giving away two gorgeous $100 17-jewel common gold wristwatches, one man's watch and one lady's watch every week. And you may win one of them just by writing an interesting letter. Listen to these easy rules. First, write 100 words or less describing some new and unusual way of using any Carry Saw product. Second, print your name and address on your entry. Third, mail to Carry's, C-A-R-E-Y-S, Carry Saw in care of this station. That's all. Nothing to buy, no box stops to send in. You can write about deep-penetrating Carrie's round package table salt, or Carrie's mineral supplement salt, or Carrie's pickling or meat-curing salt. Letters postmarked before midnight Friday will be judged in this week's contest, and winners announced 3 weeks from today. The judges' decisions are final. All letters become Carrie's property. In case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. Remember, the man and woman who write the most interesting letters describing some new and unusual way of using any Carrie's salt product will each win a gorgeous $100 wristwatch. Send your letter to Carrie Salt in care of this station. Better jot down that address now. It's Carrie Salt in care of this station. Mail your letter today.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the shadow will demonstrate that
weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, the Carry Salt Company brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Meanwhile, remember, there's a Carry Salt for every farm and home use. Look for the package with a bright red band. And here's a reminder. Do you attend church regularly? There's a place for you and your talents in the church of your choice. Be a part of United Church Canvas.
Broadcasting system.